drasha for Seder Shlach Tavshin Samach Dalet, the mitzvah of challah. There are two parts to the mitzvah of challah: the actual separation of the challah from the dough, which permits the rest of the dough to be eaten. Before the challah is separated, the dough is prohibited to be eaten or to have any enjoyment from it. And then the giving of the challah to the kohen. The note of Yehuda says they are two separate mitzvahs. In order to permit the dough, there is no amount that has to be taken. Even the smallest amount can permit the dough. But in order to give to the Kohen, you have to give 1/24 or 1/48 from the Torah of the minimum requirement of challah, and rabbinically 1/24 or 1/48 of the actual dough that you're separating from. This mitzvah is only in Eretz Israel, and in Chutz La'aretz it's a rabbinic mitzvah. It only comes from dough made from the five kinds of grain, chameshes haminim. You only have to separate challah for sure from the Torah, and therefore with a bracha, over 5 pounds, approximately. Anywhere between 3 and 5 pounds is a question, and therefore you separate without a bracha. Less than 3 pounds, you don't have to separate at all. Separate doughs that are made can be connected to count towards this amount, either by the doughs touching each other, where one would pull from the other one, or by putting them into a vessel together, and the vessel then connects them. If the challah was not taken when it was dough, as it should have been done, then it's taken after the baking. It applies basically to doughs that are thick doughs and not thick batters and not loose batters, that are baked, not cooked or fried, and that are made with water or olive oil or wine, but not with other fruit juices. However, things that are a loose batter or are fried or cooked or made with other fruit juices, there are occasions when challah has to be taken from them also, sometimes with a bracha and sometimes without a bracha. The bracha that's made when one separates the challah is the hafrish challah, or the hafrish challah min ha'isa. You take off a small amount today, since we don't give it to a kohen, and some hold that one should take off a kezias. You burn it, and you should not have any enjoyment from the burning challah, to use it to cook something or similar, or something similar to that. Some do give the challah to a kohen who is a katan, who has never become physically defiled, or to someone who has gone to the mikveh and waited till the end of the day after going to the mikveh and is ritually pure. Only the person who owns the dough or his wife can take off the challah. One can, however, appoint an agent or give permission to someone else to take off the challah too. If the dough belongs to a goy, even if it was made by a Jew, no challah is taken. However, dough that belongs to a Jew, even if it was made by a goy, one has to take off challah. You don't take off challah on Shabbos or Yontif. And in Chutz La'aretz, if you forgot to take off challah before Shabbos or Yontif, you can eat from the product, leaving off enough to take challah off of that after Shabbos or Yontif. If, however, the dough was baked on Yontif, then you could take off challah from it on Yontif, but you can't burn the challah on Yontif and surely not on Shabbos. The ideas behind the mitzvah: the Sefer HaChinuch says that since bread is a staple of life that a person eats constantly, so the Torah gave us a mitzvah that we can busy ourselves with a mitzvah on a consistent level while we are involved in our mundane pursuit of sustenance. The Arizal says that the mitzvah of challah comes to point out the idea that lo al alechem levado yichyeh ha'adam, a person doesn't live by the physical properties of the bread alone, but every physical thing has a spiritual spark in it, which keeps the neshama alive. And therefore, when we eat the physical bread keeps our physical bodies alive, and the spiritual spark in the bread keeps our neshamas alive. And the challah represents the spiritual spark in the bread. The chinuch says that it also comes to provide the kohen with sustenance, with something that is already made, ready-made dough, that he doesn't have to bother to harvest and to do all the things to make flour and to make dough. And this way the kohen has sustenance in a way that gives him time to fulfill his responsibilities as a kohen, learning and teaching Torah and serving in the Beis HaMikdash. This mitzvah is specifically given to women, even though men who make dough have to fulfill it also, but the woman of the house is the one who's given preference in fulfilling this mitzvah in order to correct the sin that Chava did, where she caused damage to the challah of the world, who was Adam Harisha. And also because she is the one usually in the home and the one involved in making the food, so the mitzvah was given to her. And the three mitzvahs, challah, nida, and hadlokas haner, are hinted to in the word chana. Challah, nida, and hadlokah. In gematria, taryag, 613 mitzvahs equals zuhi mitzvahs challah, for the challah is one of the prominent mitzvahs that includes all of them. And challah equals in gematria yizku. They will merit, for in the merit of the mitzvah of challah, we merited to enter and conquer Eretz Yisrael.